News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, this is a spur of the moment thing. I reached out to a friend in Montgomery, Todd Stacey. He's the head of Alabama Daily News. He's also now the new host for Capital Journal, which airs weekly on Alabama Public Television, and does a great job. And I just saw an article that he and Mary Sell, who's been reporting in Montgomery for years and does some of the best reporting out of Montgomery, they put up about this coin toss thing I've been telling you guys about. So I thought I'd just call Todd, and sure enough, he's available. So, Todd Stacey, how you doing today?
I'm great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for joining us, spur of the moment like this especially. But listen, man, the story y'all just put up on Tom Whiteley's Senate District 27 race, the one that could be decided by a coin toss, I saw your story. This went up like in the last few minutes, and one of the things that grabbed my attention was some of the opening paragraphs here, new stuff here. John Merrill is saying that voter that got counted, that the registrars were right for not giving her registration. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, after the party came out and said, okay, we're going to count this provisional vote, and therefore that makes it a tie, there were a lot of questions because this was a closed meeting, right? It wasn't like it was on the internet or something. They just made this decision, didn't say a whole lot about why. And then suddenly, the next day, ALEA, you know, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, comes out basically in defense of their agency, saying, hey, don't blame this on us. This voter, this person said she attempted to register to vote at a DMV, you know, a driver's license office, and wasn't able to. Apparently there was a vision test involved. Maybe she didn't have the right documentation. But ALEA says, no, look, she didn't sign the document that makes you, you know, that gives you a driver's license and then kind of triggers the voter registration process. So she's not a registered voter, and that's why. So ALEA was kind of defending itself. So that raised more questions in that, you know, did the state party in their decision making, saying, okay, we're going to count this vote, did they know that this woman was not a registered voter? Because that seems to matter. And so we still don't really have the answer to that question, because we asked John Wall, the party chairman, you know, he made the comment to Mary that the committee made the best decision based on all the information that they had. So she follows up, well, does that include, did the party know that this person was not registered to vote? And he wouldn't say. He just said, we did it based on all the information we had. I think you can kind of read between the lines there. But
yeah,
it's a significant kind of revelation, because, as you said, John Merrill, who's the top elections official in the state, said, look, when the county turned away this vote, you know, not just at the election, but in analyzing the provisional ballots, they were correct. She was not a registered voter. So you've got a situation where the state, under state law, and state officials and county officials, this is an illegal vote, clear as day. But the party has made the decision that it should count based on the circumstances, based on the fact that she intended to register to vote, and there were some problems in registering to vote, but she intended. Phil, that's a pretty big development. It's a pretty big step to take, especially if you think back on years of Republican policy on this in terms of, you know, voting reforms and kind of tightening those up.
Well, I agree, and I'll tell you, I've been unpacking this thing on the show now. I mean, I've spent a half hour on it today, and I've got multiple stories from even Alabama history where the coin toss thing is part of what you do. But then the question becomes, how do you get to the coin toss? And that's where we are. Is the coin toss moment really before us, or was it decided on faulty information or not enough information? And so I look at this, Todd, and I'm thinking, all right, first of all, you know, Merrill now is and Merrill's done a great job for election integrity over the last few years. I gotta say, this has got to be a, you know, egg on the face kind of moment for him to see all this stuff happening right now. But and it's not necessarily on him, but people still look to him. But nonetheless, he put the onus back on the party last week. I mean, it was all about, no, it's the party's decision, not mine. Hands off. Party's got to do this. And I don't dispute that because that was state code. But then now, after the hearing, and you got to look at it and go, Aaliyah, were you asleep at the wheel? You knew this was about to happen, and you waited until the day after the hearing, Aaliyah, to say, oh, by the way, she wasn't fully registered. And so I'm thinking, good gosh, folks, can everybody please get their act together? You knew we were going to have a hearing, and yet you didn't get critical information out until after the hearing, and now we're all sitting around going, I don't know. Is this legit? It's a crazy situation, man.
Yeah, and the way I took it from getting the Aaliyah statement is that they were more defending their agency because they found out that during that hearing, this voter basically accused the agency of not doing the right thing. That's in all the documentation. And our mutual friend, Brian Taylor, a former state right. senator, he's the one representing this voter, right? And so his argument is that based on his analysis of court opinions and precedent going back to other states, other federal circuits, going back decades, is that voter intent is enough. Registration, just the intent to register
right.
is enough. And he may well be right, in terms of how the federal courts might interpret that and decide on that. He may well be right, but I think it lacks a common sense argument.
Because
it just doesn't sit well. And you go back to your point about Merrill. He's right that under the code, the state party is empowered to put on that ballot whoever they want. And that's correct. But I think, and I agree with you, that John Merrill has done a very good job in administering elections, really since the time he took office. But the party deciding this seems a lot more arbitrary than actually following the rules and regulations that are, passed by the legislature, policies put forward by the Secretary of State and these local counties.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, we're up against the break, brother. I appreciate you calling in last minute. That was a good grab on Merrill's comments today about election officials, and I appreciate you and Mary Sell and the work that y'all do. And I got to say, too, in my closing comments on this, I got to say, I had both Brian Taylor and Whatley's attorney, Joel Blankenship, on my show last week talking to the general public about the fact that this hearing was going to center on this woman's vote. And so for Aaliyah to come out after the fact and say, oh, no, we're just here defending because we didn't know what they said in the hearing. They knew before the hearing what was going to be said. It's what a mess. Mm. Hey, Todd Stacy, man, thanks for your time. Appreciate you very much.
You bet.
All right, folks, that's a good grab to just get somebody like that to call in and give us some skinny. Yeah, Todd Stacy, AL Daily News. He and Mary Sell have been down there reporting for a while. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, heading to a break, coming back for the last half hour. Y'all stay tuned.